broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
All right. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Hi. Thanks for joining us today.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Didn't get too wet coming.
I know. I got a little rain on too, but that's pretty normal. I like to think it's just the local Petersburg moisturizer, right? Just the nice drizzle on the face. And so again, we're starting Tradio. That's our buy-sell trade program. If you have things to buy, sell, or trade, or maybe a PSA to announce, you can call in at 907-772-3808. And it looks like we already have a caller on line one. Let me get you set up here.
Not as many buttons as there used to be to press.
I've seen some photos of the very old kind of boards that take up this entire desk. Now it's like this teeny little thing that you can do a lot of switching around on. But surprisingly, sometimes I still mess it up. Okay. Caller on line one, you are on the air.
Good morning, Chris.
Hi.
This is Stephanie Tinas, and I'm calling for the Sons of Norway. And we would like to invite all of our members and guests and future people that would like to become members to our annual potato ball and ham dinner on Sunday, October 19th at 5 p.m. And if you'd like to come, please bring a side dish, and we'll see you there.
Okay.
Well, thanks, Stephanie. But, you know, for the uninitiated, what is a potato ball?
A potato ball is ground potatoes mixed with onions, and then they mix in spices and bacon and form it into a ball. But the potatoes first are squeezed by some very strong Viking arms. And then it's formed into a ball, and they boil it in ham broth.
Ah, okay.
Wow, that sounds extravagant. Yeah. That was more than I think I possibly could have imagined. I was like, don't potatoes already come in a round form?
Exactly,
but no, this is
exactly.
Much more.
The best thing about it is when they're served, it's, you know, served with, of course, butter and love and that maple syrup. So that's the part I love.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
I don't know if you could get that anywhere else.
Exactly. Maybe in Norway.
maybe. I don't know. Maybe we can go find that out one day. Okay. Well, thanks, Stephanie.
Yeah, thanks.
You bet. You guys have a good day.
You too.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All right.
Okay.
And we do have another caller on line two. You're on the air.
Good morning. This is Chelsea Tremblay calling.
Hi, Chelsea.
Hi.
Hello, and I'm calling about the No Kings rally happening tomorrow from noon to 1. We are Friends and Neighbors group organizing it. It's an indivisible national day of action, and we invite anyone to join us. We are 12 noon to 1 o'clock downtown. We'll be at Haugen and Nordic Drive intersection. Wear yellow if you can. If you would like any cardboard in advance, go ahead, or if you have any questions about the event, its purpose, why we're getting together, my phone number is 907-518-0590, and it should be a lovely time of community free expression, and I'm looking forward to seeing people there.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chelsea.
Yeah, have a good rest of the day.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So, Chris, while I have you,
yes.
I think this is a nice time to perhaps talk about the Talis Woman Art Show.
Oh, yeah. And actually, it's great that the library is closed today. Did you hear that, people? Library closed today. It's Alaska Day. Excuse me. Anyway, they are setting up the show as we speak, probably.
Wow.
Yeah. And we did get quite a few submissions, and I hope we got more as mm-hmm. of 8 p.m. last night, but we even have things from out of town.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it's going to be a great show. Tomorrow will be the reception between 4 and 6 at the library, and there will also be some music.
Oh, exciting.
Going on.
Live music.
Yes,
great.
Live music. And we were told that the person who's performing tomorrow night might even show up.
Whoa, Abby Posner.
Yes.
Yeah, and also on that note, we'll have a little interview and song preview with her tonight at 6:30
yeah,
right here.
Yeah, that's
KFSK.
Exciting. So anyway, yes, live music, lots of art. There will be light refreshments, and so that's 4 to 6 at the library tomorrow. So
okay,
yeah.
Exciting.
Yes, exciting. And cool. There's so much going on tomorrow. So
yes, it's a busy day.
You know, make time for that.
Right. Okay, and then we do have another caller on line one. You're on the air.
Well, good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Hi. Friday.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it's Alaska Day, and when I was a kid and into my young adulthood, every time there was a public event, we always sang the Alaska flag song. How come we don't do that anymore? It's such a good song.
You know, I'm ashamed to say I'm not even sure I've heard it.
Well, shame on you. Marie Drake wrote the words, and she got someone else to do the music, and it's a really lovely song.
Okay, you'll have to try and find 2 minutes or so to play it, right?
Yes. maybe I'll play it during the Rising Tide show this morning, just in honor of Alaska Day.
Or yeah, today. And I know our former Lieutenant Governor, Fran Elmer, she has a beautiful contralto voice. She was one of the best ones I ever heard sing it. And also our own Janet Holton.
She sang
it beautifully, too. I mean, so it hasn't been that long since we used to do it, and we always sang it at school.
Mm.
So come on, Alaska. Get back on it. So this is Sally calling from Sons of Norway.
Yep.
And it's bingo day, bingo night, and it's open to the community. Doors open at 6, bingo starts at 7. Going to do monkey bread tonight and probably just salsa and chips as a side because I don't have a lot of energy today.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's fine.
Salsa and chips sound great.
It works for me.
Uh-huh.
And then also I wanted to let people know about the Rain Country Quilters at Oktoberfest. We'll be having their small quilt auction at the far end of the hallway down towards the PHS gym. And it goes to bring a teacher in and also for a local charity. So we have lots of things already have been donated to that, at least 15 or 20. So it'll be a really good, fun auction, silent auction. And then up at the Lutheran Church in the big sanctuary room will be the annual quilt show from, I believe, 11 till 4. It'll be there open an hour after Oktoberfest itself closes at 3, so that people that were, you know, vendors or something, they can go up to the church and take a look at all the quilts.
Oh, great.
Okay.
And that segues very nicely into Oktoberfest next Saturday in the Parks and Rec gym. Public can come in at 10 o'clock and hang out till about 3, buying stuff from your friends and neighbors, getting a little start on Christmas, shopping, and there'll be food in the lunchroom, including this year taco salads by the Muskeg Mullerers.
Ooh.
Yeah, and we are also hosting our annual raffle, which we do every year for the last 43 years, and today, they're going in the window at the pilot so people can see what we are raffling.
Oh,
it's a one-day raffle only. You can only buy your tickets at the Oktoberfest, and they'll be drawn at 2:30 that afternoon.
Wow, great.
Yeah, we have two rose malt chairs with we upgraded the seating and put in beautiful fabrics in the seat. We have a large Velcomen sign. We have a set of stall style clock done in the Rogaland style. And then we have one of the hot cold cups, I guess they're called large cups, that is rose malt by Polly in an ouse pattern.
Wow.
So it's lots of variety.
Yes, and lots of things going on. October's a busy month here.
Yes.
It's a hugely busy month. Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks, Sally.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Thanks, you guys. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. And let's jump into another caller online, too. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I have an oil stove heater that I'm selling or giving away. It's a full-sized MPI, which is Monitor Products Incorporated. It's model 441, and it works well. We just took it out to create space. And, I will deliver it for $50, or if anyone wants to come and get it, they can have it for free. And my number is 518-0785.
0785. Okay, got it.
All right. Hope you can find a good home for that thing.
Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Okay. And then we do have another caller on line three. Let's knock him out. Okay. There you are. You're on the air.
Hi. This is Sarah C. on line three.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. I'm calling about the Abby Posner Show. And Abby Posner is a singer-songwriter coming to us from California. They have a long list of wonderful accomplishments with their music, and she's really peppy, wonderful, love promoting. And she'll be playing at the Wright Auditorium on Saturday at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30. And also, yes, going to play a couple of songs at the Talis Woman Show. Also, the Talis Woman Art Show. And then, if you have any questions about that, it's, what is it, 15? I forget how much it is. I usually put the poster in front of me.
Oh, the pricing?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been reading out a PSA that at Lee's Clothing or on betterworld.org. It's $20 for adults and $10 for youth and children.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It takes a village.
Yeah, truly, truly.
Yeah. And we only have a couple more places left in our workshop for musicians, and it's called Rules Are There So We Can Break Them. So we talk about the circle. She's going to talk about the circle of fifths and why those rules are in place, and then it's exciting. We're going to look at some lyrical things, and I really don't know. I'm going to it because I want to work with this thought, too. I think it's going to be a good examination of why all of these musical rules work so well, because they blow my mind. It's just wonderful. And then we can break them, which is just as much fun.
Yeah, that is just as much fun.
So if somebody's interested in that workshop, how would they get into it?
Register. Yes, register with me, and my number is 907-978-6365. And we're meeting at Bering Song, which is at 223 South Nordic Drive. But do please register, because there's limited space. And yeah. And then any other questions about that?
No, not at the moment.
Okay, great. And then for Alaska Day, if you would please join me. 8 stars of gold on a field of blue, Alaska's flag, may it mean to you. The blue of the sea, the evening sky, the mountain lakes and the flowers nearby, the gold of the early sourdough's dream, the precious gold of the hills and streams, the brilliant stars in the northern sky, the Bear, the Dipper, and shining high, a beacon bright, Alaska's flag to Alaskans dear, the simple flag of the last frontier.
Woo! That was
Thank
amazing.
You.
A live performance. That's a beautiful song. I'm proud.
Yeah.
I'm proud to be in Alaska.
Thank you. Yes. And I'll be singing tonight, or no, not tonight, tomorrow night at the Talis Woman Show.
Right.
So that'll be precious to me because I love that theme. Thank you so much to Cindy Lagadagas and Sue McCallum for bringing that forward to our community.
Yeah. Yes.
Very exciting. Okay. Okay.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Day, everybody.
Thanks, Sarah.
Bye.
Wow, that was special.
Yes.
I was not expecting a live performance of the Alaska flag song, but I'm so happy that I did. Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if that's where the word sourdough comes from. Or not the word, but I have heard people being referred to as, oh, that guy's a real sourdough.
Well, that's actually from when the Gold Rush came through, I believe, is where sourdough came from.
Yeah.
But
I was just wondering, like, the term. It's just funny that I heard it in the song as well.
No, actually, Benny, and I can't remember his last name right now. There was a child that actually wrote the lyrics for
really?
That song. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And now they're on Broadway or something.
Benny? I thought Benny designed a flag.
Oh, designed a flag?
Yeah,
I thought,
Benny
okay.
won the contest to design a flag.
Oh, okay. The
I'm
flag,
sure
not the song. Okay.
Maybe he did both, but he
okay.
was very talented.
Okay.
Remember, we got the book from Roxy when we were little.
Right, right. Okay, so you may remember better than I do. Mm-hmm. I just...
And we do live fact-checking here.
Yes, live fact-checking, yes.
Not just answering the phone.
That's good. I'm glad you came in and corrected me.
Okay. So maybe Benny did the flag
instead
of the song.
Yeah, flag. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, should we do a slow rundown?
Yes.
And then if people have more things to buy, sell, or trade, they can call in.
So Stephanie called to let people know that the Sons of Norway Potato Ball and Ham Dinner is happening on Sunday, the 19th at 5 p.m. at the Sons of Norway Hall. If you are going to attend, please bring a side dish. Chelsea called. There's a No Kings rally happening from noon to 1 on Saturday, organized by the Friends and Neighbors group. They'll be meeting at the corner of Haugen and Nordic. And if you want more information about this, you can call Chelsea at 907-518-0590. Sally called. It's bingo night tonight at the Sons of Norway Hall. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. Tonight's snack is monkey bread and salsa and chips. She also wanted to let people know that the Rain Country Quilters are having their quilting quilt sale or auction at the far end of the hallway at the Oktoberfest. And the money that they raise goes to local charities as well as bringing a teacher in for the Rain Country Quilters. There will also be a quilt show in the Lutheran Church Sanctuary from 11 to 4 on that day. And speaking of Oktoberfest, it is happening Saturday the 25th from 10 to 3. There will be food. The Muskeg Moliers are doing their raffle, and the tickets are only available at Oktoberfest, and the drawing will be held at 2:30. And it looks like they've got two Rosemall chairs, a Velkommen sign, clocks, hot and cold cup that has been Rosemalled. And so go to Oktoberfest to view those and buy your tickets. Someone has an oil stove heater, MPI, model number 441. You can pick it up for free, or they will deliver it for $50. If you're interested, contact 907-518-0785. And Sarah C. just called. The Arts Council is bringing in Abby Posner on Saturday at the Wright Auditorium at 7 p.m. Tickets are available at Lee's or online. and it's $20 for adults and $15 for youth. There are also a few spaces left in the workshop that Abby will be giving. And if you're interested in that, you can contact Sarah at 907-978-6365.
Did we get what time that workshop was?
No, unfortunately. No. I was just, I was about to ask her that and I got distracted.
No, it happens. Okay, well, people can reach out.
Yes. Yeah. Just call her and you can find out all that information. But it sounds like the workshop is going to be very interesting. They're going to dive into the circle of fifths and lyrics. And anyway, yeah.
And then next you turn into John Coltrane and you're just playing every note at once.
Right.
That sheet of sound.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Yeah, I know. I read a book about him, and it's like some people really don't like his music because of all the notes that he plays,
yes.
And they don't seem to go together to most normal humans' perception.
Mm-hmm.
But when you actually read about what he was doing, it is so incredible.
Yeah.
That, yeah, all those notes really belong.
Yes, yes. You know, I've heard it referred to as bumblebee music before.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, maybe to a certain ear in a certain time of light, it does maybe sound like you're watching a bumblebee hit all the flowers.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know a ton about John Coltrane, but I would love to know more. So we actually do have another caller on line one. Well, maybe we'll get him while we're kind of midway through this roundout. You are on the air.
Hi, it's Liz Bacon calling.
Hi, Liz.
I'm kind of echoing what Sally talked about with the quilt show on Saturday, this next Saturday. And the quilt show's from noon to 4. But we're looking for quilts. So if you have a quilt that you would like to have us display, or you are in possession of something that's really special and old that nobody's seen, we'd love to see those quilts. They're little ones, they're big ones. They can be dropped off at the Lutheran Church on Friday, the night before, from 5 to 6:30.
Okay.
P.M., yeah.
Okay.
And if you have any questions, then give me a call. If you need me to pick up a quilt from you, between a couple of us working the show, we can help out with that. My phone number is 907-518-0808.
Okay. Got it.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I'm glad they caught us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So did we finish out
yes,
the roundout?
Yes, actually we did.
That was the end of it. Okay.
Yeah, so it's just Liz, and we can just reiterate that quickly. The quilters are still looking for quilts for the show. They can be big, little, old, new. If you have a quilt that you would like to put into the show, you can drop them off at the church, Lutheran Church, Friday from 5 to 6:30 p.m. If you have any questions or you need to have that quilt picked up, call Liz at 907-518-0808.
Great. Well, Chris, thanks so much for...
Yeah.
I'm so happy that you're back. It's really nice to have you here.
Oh, it's fun to be back, yes.
Yes. Good. Okay. Well, folks, if you missed us, you can call in to Tradio again. The next one is next Wednesday. And that's for anything you have to buy, sell, or trade. And our number is 907-772-3808. And right after these messages, we'll return to some Rising Tide music, and I'll give a little introduction to that when we get there.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, the sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furunu and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling on Main Street and at 907-772-2900, open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.